There are many, many stories and characters in the Bible at crossroads, places of decisions. Joel 3:14 speaks of the sea of mankind who are in a difficult place, desperately in need of a decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. When God came to speak with Adam in Genesis 3:9, calling out, "Adam, where are you?" it wasn't a request for his geographical location. It was a request for Adam to consider whose side he was on, the side of God or the side of the devil. We don't have to be alone in coming to resolve over any issue. The Lord assures us that if we will prefer Him, if we will let Jesus teach us how to live, honesty and truth will be our preference. The Lord wants us to grow up and make godly decisions based on our living relationship with Christ. Not Jesus at a distance, but Jesus up close and personal. We don't have to be alone at the crossroads. In Acts 16, Paul and his team were troubled by a slave girl who was possessed. Acts 16:17 to 18 reads, "This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.' She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' At that moment, the Spirit left her." There, in verse 18, do you see it? The crossroads. It says, "She kept this up for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed or so troubled, turned and said." That word "annoyed" or "troubled" in the Greek literally means to toil through, implying irritation in addition to enduring while concluding a conflict. Paul was finally at a place where he had to make a decision as to whether to address the situation or do something else. He was at a crossroads as to what to do. After many days, he made a decision, and when the time came, he took action. Scripture is silent about this point, but I'm also quite certain Paul conferred with the Lord about the course of action. Jesus was part of Paul's process. Don't you know, Jesus is also Lord of the crossroads too? He sits patiently at all your crossroads waiting for you. Yes, that's right. He's already at your future place where two roads meet, poised to assist you in wise counsel. Without the Lord sitting in the command position in the decision-making machine within us, we are subject to every whim and wind of this chaotic world, easily swept to sea on a ripped tide of chance. Friends, I have ridden that ripped tide of chance more often than I care to admit, but I've learned this. It rarely, rarely turns out as well as we hoped. And God's counsel is always, always superior to the game of chance every day of the week and twice on Sunday.